You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I think we could all agree Van Halen would never have put out a Christmas album. Is that right?
It'd be awesome if they had.
They're probably on one of those really bad 80s MTV ones.
I bet they have one. I'm going to download one.
Yeah. All right, check it out. Well, and then which Van Halen? I'm going to say it was after David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We're arguing about Christmas.
Weird outside, yeah.
It is weird, right? I mean, you're in charge of entertaining the public.
Absolutely.
When you guys put a Christmas play together, it's not sort of in doubt that it's a Christmas play,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We've got to make sure that it's a Christmas show. If it was not completely Christmas with Jesus and all the kids singing and all that stuff, that's what people are looking for in
right.
our Christmas shows.
John Stevens from Little Theater on the Square. Introduce your guest here. She's the lead role in your Christmas production.
Absolutely. Caroline Chisholm, back for her second round at the Little Theater on
yes,
the Square.
I am.
Caroline, where are you from originally?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, great. So how did you get connected with Little Theater?
When I was in my senior year of college, I went to a unified audition, and that's where I met them. And then I came last summer for the whole season.
Okay, and then what did you? What roles did you play last summer for the whole season?
I was Bree in Fancy Nancy, and then I was Lisa in Mamma Mia, and then I did the ensemble for the other shows.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now I don't know that everyone knows how far the talent comes, right? I mean, it's not. There are some local folks who participate.
We do have a few local, but like Caroline being from North Carolina, she now lives in New York City. A lot of actors from New York, Chicago, but I mean, we have Texas, California, Florida, all over the place, Georgia, Alabama. I'm trying to think where else right now. I mean, they're literally from all over, but we've had international actors as well come in.
All right. So how does all that work? I mean,
well, we do 4 days of auditions in Memphis at the UPTAs, is what's called Unified Professional Theater Auditions, 2 days of auditions in Chicago, then a local audition, and as well as we accept video submission from people all over the world.
Okay. And then how often do you, I guess it depends on the size of the cast, but
yeah.
Do you get people who stay for the full season that come just for individual plays? How does that work?
We try as much as we can to keep people for the full season because that's the most affordable for us to fly them in once and then fly them out at the end. But we do have a lot of our equity actors come in for just one show at a time. So there are people that are just flying in for 4 weeks and then back out on the road.
Okay. Well, tell me about this performance. Becca and Caroline plays the lead role.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the play.
So it's a show that we wrote, actually. Just kind of watched a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies and took the best ideas from all of them.
I love that.
And interspersed them.
Because everyone's stealing from everyone,
yeah,
right? There's
always,
not a lot of original.
There's not an original thought anymore.
Yeah.
But we are. She's an actress finishing up a show and trying to get home for Christmas. And everything goes against her, but she's got a little angel that's there to help her, who's actually another actor, disguised as an actor, helping her along the way. And they travel via Indianapolis and meet at the airport, meet a stranded armed forces person who's trying to get home, and he helps them get home, and they have to stop at his family's church in Nashville, which their church is having problems, and they got to find a way to save the day with the church.
All right. Sounds amazing. So tell me about the particulars, the details. When does it run?
It runs the 7th through the 16th. There's only 11 performances of it. It is selling like crazy. And for Cyber Monday today, tickets are only $20.
Okay. Now, this is unbelievable when you think about the high caliber of talent
yes.
and production. And what it costs you more than $20 just to park your car mm-hmm. in St. Louis or Chicago.
100%.
Not alone, you get your ticket. And there's a great experience there. It's an intimate venue, so you really get... There's not a bad seat in the house.
Only 418 seats in the house. Not a bad place to sit. You feel like you're part of the show. And with this show, you will be. There's things that are happening with the audience as well.
Okay. Now, is it hard being an actress playing an actress? Is that a difficult role?
You know, it's a little interesting. In real life, I'm the most spirited Christmas person ever. And Becca, it takes a while for her to jump on the Christmas train in this one. So,
right, so you got to you got to portray a cynic
yes.
about the whole thing. See,
yes.
I love Christmas. I just hate admitting. It's like admitting you're done with warm weather. You know, it's the final
yes.
submission of like, okay, we're here.
This morning on the drive here was that, absolutely.
No doubt about it. So tell me about what your experience has been like here in Central Illinois. I mean, obviously you live in New York City, completely different environment.
Completely different. I love it here, though. That's why I'm back. It's just the Little Theater is a family, and I've been so excited to get to come back to it. It's just a comfortable, homey place that does amazing work, and it's just exciting to be back.
Do people realize your average audience member, whether it's going to see something on Broadway in New York or the Little Theater here, how much work goes into this? And that's obviously not something you want them to think about, but I'm always amazed when you sort of see behind the scenes just what one production. I mean, it is an people have some sort of idea when a football team goes out and plays on a Sunday, the preparation and what's, you know, put into that. I don't think people really appreciate the craft, you know. I mean, the hundreds of hours of work in the craft.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about, especially since you guys wrote the show, like even all the hours that have gone into it before the actors ever even gotten to town.
Just arranging music, picking the songs, casting the show. I mean, we've got 400, 500 hours in that.
Yes.
And then, you know, watching them dance yesterday in rehearsal, tap dance, was, I mean, they were dying. The lady that we brought in, Caitlin, to choreograph the show, did the national tour of Newsies as the lead of the show. And, I mean, she's a fierce tapper, and she was killing them out there.
Okay,
great.
Christmas music involved?
Every Christmas song you could imagine in it.
Real Christmas songs.
Real Christmas songs. There's a few not real Christmas songs in it,
but
mostly, you know, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Jingle Bells.
Oh, Holy Night. I'll be
Home
for Christmas.
Night,
looking
at the
list.
Yeah.
All right. So it checks all the boxes. This is, folks, an official Christmas play.
You'll laugh, you'll cry.
All right. So tickets are available online, right? And you have a special deal going on?
Special deal today. They're only $20 on our website, thelittletheater.org. You can call in the box office 728-7375 and get that same deal.
Well, Caroline, welcome back to Central Illinois.
Thank
Looking
you so
forward
much.
To the performance. Believe the miracles of Christmas at the Little Theater. You can go to thelittletheater.org and order your tickets right there online. Great seeing you guys.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, we do have some cold, windy conditions. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, up to 40 miles per hour gusts. Highs around 30 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy and lows around 17. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 24. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 31 degrees. It is 28 degrees in downtown Decatur.
It's your friend Sean Hannity here. You know, investing in real estate around this great country is something that I take very seriously. Now, I can tell you there are a lot of agents or national companies. They look good on paper or make big incentives.